The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
If you're building, or buying, or selling a home, the Real Estate Crew's got news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
With attorney Rick Carter.
Real Estate House Party.
Paralegal Kathy Holsthausen.
Real Estate House Party. Come in, have fun.
And comedian Tony V. Now, here's real estate attorney Rick Carter.
Welcome and thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party.
Hi.
Nailed that. And look who else we got back. It was so nice you come back, Lenny.
Well, you know what? I didn't realize I had this shirt on for a couple of weeks.
And neither did I.
It's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
It looks nice on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's very flattering.
Very flattering.
Thank very hot.
I don't give you lying. Keep talking.
It was very nice for everyone to come back. I know, you know, this is similar to what I was, but... That's all right. We're here.
Yeah.
Because I felt like we didn't get through quite everything we had last week.
Well, let's go right into it. Let's jump right into it.
You really want to jump into it? No. A lot of questions to ask.
No hoopla. Go ahead.
No hoopla at
all. No hoopla.
Let's do
all
the
hooplas in the past.
All right. In case you missed the last show.
These are buyer tips.
No.
Oh, you want to do buyer tips? We could do that. All right. Let's stop.
And if you want to say something, everyone, you have to raise your hand.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to work.
Okay. We
tried that years ago. Yeah. That doesn't work. All right, you want to just jump right in?
Because you ignored my hand, and then I just had to start interrupting.
I would never ignore your hand.
This, by the way, is the definition of not jumping right in.
This is the reason we tried that rule, right?
No, everyone hates when we jump right in.
No, okay. Well, we do pretty good.
All right, let's go.
We got a lot of personalities on this program.
Yeah, we're meek.
Yeah, all shrinking violets. Yeah. Everyone
shrinking violets.
There's a time.
Or shrinking orchids, as it may be.
Or shrinking pansies.
You
can't be hot all the time. Unless you're John Hamm.
Now, how does he spell his last name again?
It's in your Rolodex right now. So, all right. So we're going to fly through this in case we have any other stories to talk about. In the world of Kathy H., Lenny Clark, Tony V.
Yeah.
How's that?
Fine. Okay.
So you want to go right into buyer tips?
We've been saying it for 5 minutes.
Okay, so I'm slowing down here. All right. So what's the first thing a buyer should do if they're thinking of buying a house?
Get a lawyer.
Find a house.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good. You guys, that's...
That's good. Make it the question answer.
It's got to go beyond the thinking stage. I'm thinking about buying a house. Do you have one of mine? Not really.
I just wanted to call you.
I'm thinking about buying a house.
I'm thinking, but you're all right. Yes. You probably should get an attorney.
I didn't even answer. I'm letting these guys answer.
I know. Yeah, you know, because you didn't put your hand up. I know.
Whose joke was that? The guy buying a car? Remember that? You're thinking about buying this car?
Auto Enjoy.
Auto Enjoy. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm definitely buying a car. We're thinking about
Wait, say it.
You guys looking for a car, and the salesman comes up. He goes, you think about buying this car? He goes, no, I know I'm buying the car. I'm thinking about sex.
Very nice. Very nice how you...
Yeah, I cleaned it up. Yeah.
That's the beauty.
Did one of them pass away?
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't the puppet.
Not it wasn't the puppet.
The puppet.
Puppet's still around.
Boy, I love that kid.
The puppet.
Otto and George.
I saw them at Eagles.
Yeah.
That was a hysterical show.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, he died?
A few years ago now.
And so did somebody take his puppet for him?
No.
You know who took his puppet? The magician.
Copperfield?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he use it?
No, he just has it around the house.
He lets Tommy do it. You know, there are stories of...
The puppet is... He was like a ventriloquist, right?
Yeah. Not the puppet.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay.
The comedian.
Okay, yeah.
And the puppet was very dirty-minded.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, filthy.
Oh, it's filthy.
Filthy. Right. What was the puppet's name? Otto?
No, it was George was the puppet.
George was very, very naughty.
You know, there's the old Far Side cartoon of, it's like an old West doctor's office, and there's a guy standing there, there's a bullet-riddled puppet next to him. And the guy bandages his hand. He goes, well, you know, the way I hear it was the little fellow started all the trouble.
Oh, God. That puppet was naughty.
Yeah.
Great. Did you have some mime? Well, tell me about your mime again, where you had a picture of a mime for some psychiatrist or...
I did a show not too long ago, about a year and a half or two ago, and a guy comes up to me afterwards and he introduces himself. He goes, I'm a psychiatrist. And I go, oh, you must have had a field day. He goes, no, I saw you 25 years ago. And I go, great. He goes, I actually had a cartoon made of one of your bits, and I use it with my patients all the time. And I go, really? What bit was that? And I remember the bit specifically.
GFY?
No. A lot of people still use that. Some people have even stolen it. It was the joke was, how come there are no fat mimes?
Okay.
Because they can't fit in that box.
So how does he use it to help patients?
There's no box. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Yourself.
Or he's just telling him to go on a diet.
No.
You're not fitting in that damn box.
Right. No, the real reason is there's no box. It's you make up the box that keeps you contained.
Right. And I will fit in the box that I just made.
Yeah. Right.
Right. All right.
Yep.
All right. Yep. And he has a picture.
Yeah, he had turned into all cartoons and put them up on his.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is cool.
That is pretty good.
Did you ask him for your royalties?
I should have.
Yep. Yeah.
Nah, I'm happy to help the people.
Or a free psychiatrist.
Maybe he could run my brain through the car wash once or twice. Yeah, sure.
Wow, 25
Who's
years.
Who's stolen your GFY?
I don't want to get into
it. All right, we won't. Yeah, I know you have.
I know.
Don't you have a GFY t-shirt or something? I know you do.
I know you.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, we got through one. We're doing pretty good. 7 minutes in. Not bad. We're doing good. So you got to get an attorney to deal with legal forms.
So are you going to ask it in the question form?
Oh, you're right. Should you? What type of due diligence do you do on a house?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Have a home inspection.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Make sure there are no squatters.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But if you do have a squatter, you can might still be able to buy
it. We told you about the house being sold with a squatter. Didn't we tell you that one?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Tell us.
The seller said, I got some good news, bad news. Good news is you're going to get a real good price on the selling price of the property. Bad news is the guy that lives downstairs that refuses to leave. Imagine that.
Smoke him out.
Yeah. No, and then he says, be nice to him. He's really nice.
He's really nice, but the guy wouldn't leave.
Wow.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
I know. Can you believe that? I can't get over that.
Can I ask you a question? Now we're talking about squatters.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do. We go.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that squatters actually have rights.
Squatters' rights. They're called squatters' rights.
I know, but I don't get it. There's like a robber's rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you rob a convenience store and... You don't get
Well, this
trouble.
Is where in Massachusetts, tenants have a lot of rights.
Right,
they're not considered squatters, but...
But what exactly is squatters' rights, and how do you get them? Because I'm interested.
You're interested in squatting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen a squatter in a mansion.
There's a story out in California. Remember the squatters, like, trashed the house and... They kept trying to come in and sell the house, but they changed the locks on the doors.
Well, I know Gordon Ramsay. He's the big chef guy now, right?
Yeah.
They took over his restaurant.
Exactly.
Someone told
you heard
me
that.
Yes.
Talk about squatters.
What happened? Tell them.
So I guess in Europe, they do give a lot of squatter rights for commercial properties.
Right.
So if squatters go in and start taking over a commercial area, then it's hard to evict them.
Gordon
Ramsay's having that problem right now.
Good question. What if the squatters come up for a walk and you're in the house now? You get in there.
Yeah,
you come back.
Yeah.
You can't come in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have squatter rights.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not in here.
But I just want to know how squatters get rights.
I'm just.
It's like a robber having rights to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like a guy breaking into a house
and
they have those spring guns. You ever hear of those?
Yeah.
Where if anyone breaks in the front door,
yeah,
They get shot?
Yep. I've heard
that. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I want one of those.
Yeah. That criminal can sue for that. Even though they're...
Not if he's dead.
No. Yeah. That's just... You got to aim that gun better.
Make sure they're just the right height.
So there's no discussions afterwards.
Nice
what rights
shotgun
they have.
Would do the job.
Yeah.
And, and they're confetti.
Right. And all you need that is like the amusement park line on the door outside. Right. Must be this tall.
to break into
this house. Yeah.
Boy, what do they mean by that?
Right.
Boom.
No, but tell me why squatters have rights.
I know where you're headed with this. It's not like the three of us are going to give you a real explanation.
We don't know.
Why should be allowed as a squatter.
It's like a shoplifter, right?
Yeah.
You go into the grocery store and the last one to touch the steak, it's theirs, and they could just walk out with it. Like, I don't get it.
As long as it's under $1,000.
All right.
Yeah.
You can steal up to $1,000. That's no problem.
Sure.
It's true.
It is true. It's sick, but it's
I will
true.
Be curious to see how that Gordon Ramsay one goes, though.
So if you want a TV or something from Best Buy, I'll just lift one.
Just get the 65-inch.
No,
that's
why. No, I'm going to get the one at $999.
Yeah. You know, in our younger days, we all had meat pants.
Yeah.
Pants that could, you know, hold up to 5
you
or 10
You had that
pounds.
Right.
Yeah,
you had that right to take the meat because you were the last one to take it. Or
meat
touch
pants,
it.
Pants.
Well, I had a bacon vest.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little bit more elegant.
Excuse me, sir. Is that our bacon? I go, I came in with this. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's like a little kid.
I went into maybe Martinetti's over in the North End. Cappy's, whatever.
Yeah.
So I went in one day. And I says, can you tell me about some wine? They go, we're kind of busy. I said, okay. So I went in the cooler, and I'm looking around, and I see all these beers. And I said, I've never had a Japanese beer. So I opened up my I never had an Australian beer. I must have drank 30 beers.
You went around the world.
And I stag it out. I go up to the register. Can we help you? I go, yeah, give me this lighter. So I drank myself silly for a 99-cent lighter.
You thought it was a sampler freezer, huh?
Yeah.
Good return.
And he won his right. He didn't win mayor.
God.
All right.
We got through one or two. That's fine.
I'm gonna do some research on the squatters, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to.
I have to, because it's aggravating the...
Check out Gordon Ramsay.
I want a class action lawsuit against the squatters. I'm in.
So if I had a summer house, had a summer house.
Yeah.
And I go up to open it up next weekend, and there are people living in my house.
See, I think that's illegal. It's trespass.
You didn't let them in. You didn't let them in.
No,
I haven't been up there.
I know, but if you let them in... That's breaking and entering.
I think that's a criminal act.
That's a criminal act. So, but if you have someone living in your house who refuses to get out, that's a squatter.
Okay, so I think that the person that was telling me this story must be confusing a
squatter
a
with a break-in. Yes.
With
some family member that refuses to leave.
Yes. So there we go. There is my clarification.
I had an incident years ago. I was thinking about purchasing a little place on the Cape from somebody I knew, and he was giving me a great price, and we wanted a little place on the Cape at the time, whatever. And he goes, there's one issue. My brother lives in a boat on the property, and you're going to have to evict him. And I go,
which would cost you thousands of dollars if you're successful.
Right.
Lenny, I know how we could have taken care of that.
I know. Yeah.
Tony backed up the tow truck to the boat.
Right.
Am I right?
No, I had a better idea.
Go ahead.
Flood the front yard.
Push the boat off.
Yeah.
Why didn't your friend think of that?
I thought about it.
Capital idea.
I thought
about it. Why the heck didn't your friend think of that?
I don't know.
That would have worked.
Yeah, sure.
That would have worked.
Of course.
So is the guy still there?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, give us another one.
All right, go ahead. So did we finish due diligence?
Yeah.
Well, what else? Yeah. You done with that?
Yeah.
No, you know, Rick, we had a similar incident. It wasn't quite squatting, but remember I rented my apartment to a guy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, he got another apartment. He got to stay in his place.
Yeah.
He'd already signed papers.
Yep.
You know, to move into mine. So I said, well, I'm keeping your deposit. Yep. You go on your merry way. And he goes, no, no. I want half of it back or whatever. And I said, no. He goes, well, then I'm going to sublet it, you know, and I'll, and I go, no, there's a clause in there that says
you can't sublet it without your, without your permission.
And we went back
permission.
And forth for like a month. And then finally you just go, give him the $1,000 and go away. And I think you might have given him the $1,000.
We might have done something to get that. Because tenants have a lot more rights in Massachusetts than we really, New Hampshire.
They'd live for your die. You can do whatever the F you want. You do whatever you want.
Aren't there a couple cities in New Hampshire that don't have laws? They don't.
They don't have like police stations.
And they're off the books. They have their own government.
Really?
They don't. Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Free something.
Free something or other. Yeah. There's like two
free
or three.
Free state.
There's like two or three towns. Close.
Really?
Like, I think that I'll touch each
other.
Well,
honestly, in New Hampshire, we just make up all of our own rules, and you just pray you don't get caught.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't still seem like a Winchester. You seem like a Winchester person more than a New Hampshire. Does your Winchester people know you moved to New Hampshire?
No, I hide it.
I know.
No, they have to take a friend to come up and see me to keep them company for the ride. I know. And then one time they came, and they were getting bitten by mosquitoes. It's like August or July.
When the mosquitoes.
And they're like, there's so many mosquitoes. I go, you don't have bugs in Winchester?
No.
They don't have any bugs in Winchester.
They're very high class.
In Maine, they have black flies.
Yeah.
I got a t-shirt
in May.
The other day. Black flies matter.
No, they don't.
You ever go to Crane Beach?
Oh, God.
Oh, with the greenheads?
The greenheads. Yes.
Those are nasty.
Those are killers.
Yeah, they try to put those boxes out now.
What does that do?
Nothing.
It supposedly sucked them in, but it doesn't. I think it just attracts more of them.
It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Like this. Bing, bang, 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 right?
They hurt.
In certain seasons.
I just feel bad for someone who's renting for those 2 weeks.
What 2 weeks is it?
I don't know, because I stay clear away from Crane Pizza, I'll tell you right now.
All right, let's go back to due diligence. So so you get a home inspection, right?
Yep.
And you're not like looking to nitpick on certain things. You're looking at the electrical outlets. You're looking at the roof. You're looking at the furnace, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
heating system.
You're looking for hidden defects that you couldn't see when you were, you know.
Defects that would cost a lot of money to fix.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
That,
I mean, if you're worried about a little hole in the wall or something, that's not the time to negotiate.
Yeah, if you've already seen it.
Negotiate, but
I guess when I'm a seller's attorney, I hate when they double dip. You know what I mean by double dipping?
Yeah.
So
they get a good price on the house.
Well, they get a good price because it needs work.
And now
then they do a home inspection and say, hey, by the way, this house needs work.
Yeah, you knew it needed work.
You knew
work.
Exactly. Yeah, so when I'm representing a seller, I hate the double dipping.
Yeah.
So, geez, I want to take $15,000 off. No. We already took the $15,000 off so you could get a good price.
So you could use it to fix it.
Right.
One of the things on a home inspection list was have Eversource come out and trim the trees.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you call Eversource and have them come trim.
Right,
have you ever tried that?
Right. No. Yeah. They'll come out in 2 years.
So such stupid things, you know, stupid things like that. But you're just looking for big ticket items that will cost you money down the road if you didn't know about them up
front.
Yeah.
Due diligence, you might want to figure out if you're approved for a loan or how much you can get money
Without a doubt.
You don't know what you're buying.
You need a pre-approval letter.
A basement full of water is not an indoor pool.
Right.
No.
Oh, I thought it was. We told a couple of our buyers it was.
Seller's description of property. We get a little water in the basement.
No, we have a pool down in the basement.
Tomato.
Water view.
So the other due diligence, if you're buying to send your kids to a certain school district, right? I wouldn't take the MLS's word for it.
You might want to check what school district you're
really
in.
Yeah. It's a very simple thing. You Google the address and say, what school system is this address in?
Oh, very good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's worth the cost of watching this show.
Yeah.
Because they might change that school district.
Well, you know towns move them all around every school year.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, you might want to check if you're on town water, sewer.
Yep.
And you got to check, like, if you're buying a two-family house, you got to call the town and see what they have it
listed as.
Yeah, because it might not be a legal two-family house. I mean, you can sell anything you want, right?
Yeah.
And you can call it whatever you want.
Sure, but whatever the legal is.
Right. The reality
is. Tax collector's office might have a different one than the building department, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It sounds like you've read up on this stuff almost.
Oh, my God. Have I ever.
There's a book coming out. There's a book. Yeah. How about this? This is a good one. Historic. If it's in a historic
community. Oh!
That's a good one.
I tell you what, there is so, like, if your house is a historic house.
Because then you got to get renovations approved. It's not as easy.
It's, you got to get releases from it's not the Conservation Commission.
It's the historic
Society. And they're way worse than the Conservation Commission.
Yeah.
Now, say you have a historic house and it's haunted.
That's a good one. Do you have to disclose either one of those?
I would think you would.
Donnie.
Unless you're asked.
Tony, you make me cry.
I know. It's
you don't have
teary-eyed.
To disclose anything.
When
if
I met
you're
Tony,
asked, you have to answer truthfully.
Was there someone murdered in this room?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right.
But
if you have a fact that, or not, if you've read it in the paper that you live in the house that there was a murder at, and you're asked directly, you have to
you
tell
have
them.
To say it, right.
Otherwise, you don't have
They'll
to
go,
say it.
Was there a murder in this room? And you go, no, the case is still pending. And it might just be manslaughter.
They're innocent until proven guilty.
It could have been suicide. It was along with that.
You mean convicted?
Convicted? Yeah.
No. Do you have to just. Does a banker have to disclose if you're going to get a negative amortization loan?
Oh, boy.
He does.
Oh, we're not going down that road today.
No, I know, but I would.
You just opened another can.
I know. I waited till the end of the end of the show.
I got to go get Bella, so make it quick.
Yeah. No, they probably should have disclosed a little bit of the terms of the deal.
Oh, no. You are a typical buyer.
Typical buyer.
You got
stupid.
The beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You're buying
the
mansion. Playboy
model.
You are like living large.
Yeah.
You were probably high when you signed the document.
I was.
Where are you coming out on a limb like that?
He told me he was.
All right, okay.
He married a coke dealer.
Yeah. All right.
So there's only one reason why you marry a drug dealer.
To get drugs free?
Yes.
Okay.
Or
well, it didn't work out. There was a big bill at the end. To the tune of $2 million.
It seemed like it was free at the time.
And we know nothing's ever free, right?
Nothing's free.
Right.
Such thing as a free lunch. But you like this is what a lot of buyers do, believe it or not, is they see it's almost like selling a car, right?
Right.
Or you're buying a car.
Well, you're buying through emotion.
And they say, how much can you afford a month? Well, that's none of your business, right? So they say, if you want to spend $400, you can have this car.
Right.
You know, they're backing you into what they think. They
scam artists.
Right. You know what I mean?
So if they ask, you should say $53.
Yeah.
$1.
Right around there.
$53 should be the answer to everything. How much is this going to cost? Well, that'd be an extra $53.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to pitch over $53?
But with the negative amortizations, what they qualified them to pay $3,000 a month per se, just as an example.
Yeah.
But what they didn't tell them is
$3,000 doesn't pay off the loan.
No.
It's barely paying all the interest on
that's,
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It pays the current interest, but not the compounded interest.
And after 18 months, you owe more than you actually paid for the house.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Not good.
They're getting a little better about that now.
But I tell you what, negative AMs in their own right are a good deal.
If
you're in the situation where you're a salesman and you estimate your income to go up by $100,000.
Or like a doctor who's making $100,000 this year, but in through 2 years, he's making $800,000. You know,
so like somebody that has a nice base salary that knows that they're young or whatever and they're moving up.
Yeah.
But that's on them to either make extra payments or know exactly what they're getting into. And
we haven't seen one of those in years, though.
Yeah.
No, you won't. What you should see is the $53 payment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have that special, like Tony says, a separate document.
$53. Separate document.
Big five.
Oh, boy.
That's cool. Anyway, most lenders are very good about...
I think Chrissy fell asleep and fell on a bike.
I did. Yeah.
How could she fall asleep with all this fun? But most lenders, or every lender that we deal with needs to disclose up front very clearly. And most of our buyers are very astute and know exactly what they're
getting. They're better now.
Right.
Yeah. Because they now they get figures all beforehand, too, a few days before the closing. In the old days, we'd have the figures. They would be seeing the figures for the first time at a closing. And they're, what? What's the state tax stamps in New Hampshire I have to pay for?
I always walked in with the wife going, let's see how fast we can sign these documents.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. We've done a lot of clock closings over the years.
Oh, good, yeah. Mostly for my brother.
Yes,
that man likes to flip a house.
He buys houses like I buy pants. It's unbelievable.
I know. He's the one you want around if you're buying a car, though.
Oh, he's the one you want if you're buying anything. Okay. Yeah.
He went to New Jersey this a few months ago and negotiated with the guy, and the guy wouldn't come down $500. He says, I'm out of here.
And he walked out?
Yeah. He left. Yeah. Drove home.
Yeah.
Did the guy call him?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I remember being with your brother Mike, and it was at Grava Chrysler at the
time.
Oh,
in Medford?
Yeah, when the 300s came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one in the showroom, and him and somebody else was going back and forth about it, and the guy didn't like the wheels and whatever. So anyway, Mike made an offer. And so while the salesman was out trying to...
Oh, I got to go check my manager.
Mike's walked over to the guy. He goes, I'll give you $1,000 cash right now to just walk away from this deal.
Wow.
You know, and the guy goes, no. And he goes, okay. So Mike keeps going with him. The guy walks over 5 minutes later and he goes, hey, I'll take that deal. He goes, too late.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great negotiator.
Mike has that, which a lot of people should do, is... you don't bring emotion into it.
No.
He doesn't fall in love with something until after he's bought it.
Right.
And then he falls out of love with it, and then he sells it, and he makes more work for us. Right.
Pull over. I go, why? There's an open house. I go, you already got a house.
Oh, yeah.
But look at this. I go, wow.
I'm not pulling over.
Usually we put files away, and I leave Mike's all right on my desk.
Who did the
as soon as he's ready to sell, I have everything already.
Who did the Mike Clark purchase? Well, which one?
I know.
All right, we got to maybe one more, and I got to go.
Of course you do. You got to pick her up.
I got to pick the dog.
Oh, here's a good one. We'll wrap up on this one.
Okay.
Once you buy things, no one ever thinks of this. You should do a little estate planning.
Like what?
Like durable power of attorney.
What's a durable power of attorney?
I'll tell you exactly what a durable power is.
How am I doing?
Great. I'd watch.
This is like Otto and George.
It is.
I'm throwing over to her what questions she should be asking me there. So durable power of attorney. Everyone always thinks of doing a will. You know, if one of you passes away.
Yeah.
Or if you both pass away, it should go to your kid. Or whatever you want to do with it. No one ever thinks of what happens if one of them goes incompetent.
What's incompetent?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, both Lenny and I can be considered incompetent right now.
Oh, I could too.
I have papers.
Yeah. You're in good company because he is incompetent. Yeah. And, did I say that?
Yeah, right under the ear. Oh, that's a shame.
Well, we'll fix that in post. He's not incompetent. I've seen the man. He can hold it for hours.
Did you mean incompetent or crazy?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Never mind. It went right over your head.
I wouldn't say that.
So Ooh. You need the durable power.
You gotta get
and
durable
what about
power.
A what about an irrevocable trust?
No, but what you is should the durable do that, yeah. power of attorney?
Just allow someone else to act on your behalf.
To sell?
If you are, and it's...
To sell, to buy stocks.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, you could do it all.
It's almost like if I gave you a durable power of attorney.
I could do everything on your behalf.
Right.
That would be really fun. Get like a random stranger. Give them the durable power of attorney. And don't tell them. So that you die or you become incompetent. And there's some guy working in a grocery store and he goes, well, you know, you're the durable power of attorney for Tony. And you go, what?
What should we do with all his stocks?
I don't know.
It's like if you die, you leave in your will, you're mad at everybody and your whole family, and you leave it to like the cat society.
Whatever.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, be good. Oh, boy. All right, maybe
Hilarious. You know what, I think I've told you guys this.
Yeah. I hope they all think it's funny.
Because they're going to find out.
My only last request is I want my entire funeral procession to drive through a car wash. Then because why? That's funny. Because every car has to follow the car in front of it. No questions asked.
Right.
So, but by the time car eight gets to the front of the line, the hearse will be coming out.
Yeah.
And someone will have to look at someone else and go, are we going through a fucking car wash?
My last request is to be thrown out of a plane.
Oh, that's good.
Not my ashes. The whole body. No, I want to end up with someone's barbecue. Hey, is that Lenny Clark? He wanted it this way. Flip him over. He's done on that side.
No, Tony's is getting that space.
I wanted to be burnt up in re-entry.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't know.
Tony's thought about this.
I've thought, but I want to be holding on to someone.
And they're going to go first?
Yeah. This isn't my wish.
Take people right. You don't like? Is that what you're saying? All right.
Hit the music, gorgeous.
Jesus, hit it. Thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate Housebody. Thank you, Tony V, Kathy H., and Lenny Clark. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.